Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you go there, one of the people you'll find is a guy named Stephen Gaffney. Stephen is the author of Just Be Honest. He's also the author of the brand new book called Honesty Works. And he talks to people and organizations all over the country and halfway around the world about the ability to improve that what they do by improving their communications, by creating a little more honest communications. And I know we all want to be honest, but sometimes it's not as simple as it may seem. And we're going to get Stephen to talk to us about that. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Now, when you've come before, when you've been on the show before, we've talked about honest communications. And I want you to give the audience just a quick little tour about what you mean by honest communications, because when we hear you say that, when we think about it, we say, well, of course I'm honest. Of course we want to be honest in our communications. Duh. But it's not quite that easy, is it, Stephen?
It's not. And, you know, most people think about honesty about truth or lies. But really what we try to do and what I try to do is show people there's a whole other area called withholding that most people often don't consider not being honest, but really that's where the problem breaks down. It's not so much about truth or lies. It's about what we withhold. And that is the key. Just thinking from a small business, when we're dealing with clients, just think about how often, let's say a sale doesn't go our way, and we say to ourselves, you know, if we just got that client to tell us what was really going on, we would be able to do something. And that's the whole thing about our new book, Honesty Works, that it really does work to be upfront and to get others to be upfront.
Well, so the key is it's not that people don't tell you the truth, although sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Or not that we don't want to tell the truth. It's just that sometimes we choose not to give them enough information. See, this is what my wife tells me all the time. She says, I need more information. If I'm giving her a report from somebody that I've talked to, what do they say to you? And I say, well, I give her like four word answers. You know, she wants the whole page. And so, you know, do you think I'm withholding from her? It's not that I'm not telling her the truth. It's just that I've chosen not to give her all the, I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, you know, I love the way to look at things is do unto others as you want done unto you. So let me ask you something, Jim. And I think this is a question we all need to ask ourselves when we don't share something. If the roles were reversed and that person didn't share something with us, do we feel like they weren't being the most upfront with us?
Right.
Because
right.
Here's the truth. I actually believe, and I talk to so many people across this country, and I can tell you, just about everybody is a good person. I really don't think there's a lot of people out there evil. I mean, there's some evil people, right?
But one of them is on trial right now in Iraq.
No kidding. No kidding. But most people are really good people, but it gets broken down because we don't share stuff because of the number one reason why we don't share things is because of fear. And so if we give people the tools to be able to share the right information, and we give people the tools to get others to share the right information with us, then we can make a huge difference in our relationships. And let's face it, as a small business, it affects our bottom line.
Are you saying that if we want people to be more honest to us, we should be less withholding to them?
Absolutely. It's a great way to start. And one of the things is to be upfront with a person. Sometimes when I'm talking to a potential client, I'll say, well, obviously I'm biased. Obviously I want you to do work with me. Now, let me just ask you, are we giving you all the information? I'll often cough up what's going on in my head as a start, as an olive branch, as something to give to the other person so we can start that communication and make a huge difference in the relationship and, again, affecting the bottom line and how we work with others.
Well, and that's a good strategy, a good tactic. But sometimes if you're negotiating, you have to be careful what you give up when, don't you?
There are whole books on negotiation, but that's what we try to do with this book, is that there's a whole set of tools about what to do. For example, there's a chapter on how to share difficult information that can kind of walk you through that fine line. How much do you share and what don't you share? But really the whole idea is to share as much as possible, but within the appropriate context of the relationship. So how to do that. There's another chapter about how to confront disruptive behavior, or what if somebody's being negative, or how to discover what people really want.
Hold on to that thought, Stephen, because when we come back, I want to ask you about what do we do when we step toward the middle, toward the other person, but it's obvious to us that they're just using our goodwill to their advantage and they're not being forthcoming themselves. I want to get you to tell us what you would do in a case like that. That happens all the time in the marketplace. It's 20 Till. We'll be right back with Stephen Gaffney. Little Atlanta rhythm section for you. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. And that's G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, if you're Googling him or if you're looking for him on any of the online bookstores. His book is called Just Be Honest. That's the first one. The new one is called Honesty Works, right, Stephen?
Absolutely. Honesty Works.
Now, you... Folks, you've heard Stephen on the show many times before. You know what? You know how important his message is. You've heard us talk about the books. You, Stephen, you're making a great offer to just my audience right now, and I want you to know I really appreciate this. Tell the audience what you're going to do for them.
Well, here's the thing, is that if they go to our website, which is honestcommunication.com, all one word, honestcommunication.com, and they buy the book, what we're going to do
the
is
new, the new one,
the old
buy,
book.
Buy the new one, Honesty Works.
Yes, if they buy Honesty Works, we'll send them the old book, Just Be Honest, for free. But they have to put in the comment section when they're buying it your name.
Yeah,
they have to do that.
Tell them you heard about. Tell them you heard about the book on my show. You can just say on Jim's show or what, any combination of my name or the show's name or whatever. He'll get it. And if you can't remember all of it, and if you forget my name, you know, just say the really smart guy on the radio. He'll pick that up. So
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So think about that, folks. He's going to give you the brand. You're going to buy the new book, Honesty Works, and then he's going to give you Just Be Honest. What a great pair that is. And thank you for that offer, Stephen. We like free things around here.
Yes, and they got to go to our website, honestcommunication.com.
Yeah, you got to go to honestcommunication.com. We'll remind you about that a little bit later on because that's a nice little holiday present for us, Stephen, and we appreciate it very much. Okay, now, you were talking about making the first gesture, trying to say, and I've done that before. I've said, you know, I've tried to get a discussion or a conversation or a negotiation. I've tried to get it going on a higher plane before, Stephen, and I would actually say to the person, let me be honest. I'm just going to go ahead and get this right. Let's don't dance around. Whatever language I would use. Let's quit dancing around. Let's get right to the point. Here's what I want. And I've used that before. But then the other person, I could tell the other person was saying to himself, you know, this guy's weak for doing that. I'm going to use that to my advantage. And they continue to be a moving target. What do you do about a situation like that?
Well, one of the chapters in the book is about how to confront liars. And what the strategy is, you use what I call the Columbo method. The Columbo method is you present the facts that seem conflicting, and then you ask a question. So, for example, if somebody's shifting their position, I might say, well, you know, 2 weeks ago we talked, and you said you wanted this, and now you're saying you don't want that, but you want this. I'm a little bit confused. Can you give me more information? Mm-hmm. And the Columbo method is instead of accusing somebody, you just present the facts that are conflicting and then you ask the question, just like the television detective Columbo.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. There's many strategies, but that's one of the key ones, and that's one I use a lot when somebody's shifting, because sometimes, Jim, what appears to us as not being upfront, the other person is just not aware. It's so often that it's just a lot of problems are misunderstanding. So, yes, of course, people can use stuff against us, right?
Well,
and yes. I'm sorry?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm saying, so yes, it can happen, but what I try to do is take the higher ground and just present the facts that are conflicting, and then I ask them a question. And I try to confront, I'll say what sometimes is like the elephant in the room. Give you a good example. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a potential client of ours, and they said, well, your price is high. And so I said, okay. And so we talked a little bit about this. And then I said to my potential client, I said, let me ask you something. Is it really the price too high, or is it really about value? Is there something that's missing here? And then we ended up having a wonderful conversation of what was missing. Mm-hmm. I was not presenting the value in a very effective way, and that shifted the whole conversation.
So you weren't tempted to say, well, the price isn't too high, your budget's too low. That's what I usually say first, and that always gets a laugh. But in fact, I said that to somebody this week. But I actually sometimes will say this to someone. I will say, you know, I made a gesture to try to be as open with you as possible, and I don't feel that's coming back to me very well. And I'd like to give you another opportunity to fix that.
Sure.
I mean, sometimes I think it's important just to be, you know, some people might call it being abrupt, but I think it's important just to be honest and quit dancing around.
Absolutely. And it also depends on the relationship. One of the chapters in the book is about how to confront disruptive behaviors. And one of the ways to do that, there's many, but one way to do that is to say to the person, listen, if the roles were reversed, would you like me to treat you this way? You know, for example, let's say you work with somebody and they don't give you, they tell you they're going to do things and they don't deliver on time. One way to approach this is to say, listen, let me ask you something. If the roles were reversed and I promised to get you things at a certain time and I never delivered it, how would you feel? How would that affect your relationship with me? How would it affect your work? Because it's amazing how people don't really think about how they're behaving until they see somebody else doing it. So you can actually present that. And in certain relationships, that might be the appropriate thing to say. There are many things to tackle it, but that's one way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, so I'm right with you, Jim. The key is to be honest, but here's the whole point. It's not just about ethics. What we're about is that honesty really does work. It actually is a good business practice. This isn't a nice thing to do.
Right.
This isn't the ethical
thing
to do. It's
good.
It's the right thing to do.
It's good, and it's good business.
Absolutely.
It's right. It's not just, as you say, the ethical thing. It's good business. Quick break. Right back with Stephen Gaffney right after these messages. We're going to remind you of that special offer when we come back on the other side of the news. On the other side of these messages, I should say. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Stephen Gaffney is our guest, and he's the author of Just Be Honest, which he wants to give you. It's a book he wants to give you, and all you got to do is buy the new book. The new book is called Honesty Works. HonestCommunications.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Stephen? That's the website. Honest Communications with an S.
Actually, no S.
No S. Okay,
yes,
no
it's
S.
It's Honest Communication, singular.
HonestCommunication.com. Go there, buy the new book, Honesty Works, and tell him that you heard about it on this show. Just make some reference to either Jim or the Blassingame or Small Business Advocate or the really smart guy on radio or whatever, the good-looking guy, too. That works. That'll work. And he'll give you the first book. And, Stephen, we thank you for that. Folks, what are the chances? Can we get that out? They're not too quick to get it out by Christmas, won't they?
Yeah, we'll mail it out today.
It'll go today. If you order it right now, folks, it'll go today, and he'll do his best to get it to you. It'll make a good. I tell you what, it'll certainly make a good New Year's present. Well, anyway, won't it, Stephen? It'll certainly get you ready for the year coming up straight ahead. I hope you'll take advantage of Stephen's generosity, and thank you for that too, by the way, Stephen. Okay, Stephen, what I'm going to turn you loose. What's the last thoughts that you have for us as we wrap up 2005?
Well, here's the thing, that there's a lot of things that I think are important to do, especially this time of year. One is to forgive and let go. There's some strategies in the book about how to do that, and I'll give the listeners one strategy right now. Lessons learned, and just remember about forgiveness is not a gift you give other people. It's a gift you give yourself.
Say that again.
Forgiveness is a gift you give that you don't give other people. It's a gift you give yourself.
Why does it work that way?
Well, here's the thing. When we don't forgive, we really punish ourselves. Because when we don't forgive, we hold on to things. And let's face it, when we hold on to things, it affects our present and future decisions. We often say that we're going to make decisions and we're going to blank slate and we're going to really choose things, but really it's a reaction to the past, and it's often things we haven't forgiven. And the key is to go through a process and to really think of lessons learned so we can let go of that and really enjoy the relationships of today.
That's well said. And it's not easy, though, is it, sometimes?
No, it's not.
And it's like an itch that wants to be scratched, doesn't it?
Yeah, because, Jim, here's the thing. Everybody says, well, just forgive. And I don't know if you're like me, but a lot of times people give advice and you're like, okay, that's great, but how
Whatever.
Do I do that? And there's processes. There's things you can do. Another thing that is in the book that I just want to remind everybody to do is about appreciating others. This is the time of year to appreciate people. And I'm not saying to just say,
What would that look like? Give us an example of how would we put that into action?
Well, there are many things you can do, but one of the things to do is at least say it to other people. Tell people you appreciate them. Send them a note. And sometimes people say, well, you know, we send out these Christmas cards, and what cracks me up is we just sign our names.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to send a Christmas card, if you're going to send a note, put something that connects you with that other person. Say what you appreciate about that other person. And I got a real neat thing that's in the book that I'll give people right now that they can do. And that is to write about things you've learned by having that person in your life. Write that on the card. Things you've learned by having them in your life. Write that on a card and give it to that person.
Why does that make us uncomfortable to say things like that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why is it so hard for us to say, for a guy to say to another guy, I love you? Why is it so hard?
That's the subject of a whole new show, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, a friend of mine's in the hospital, and he's having a tough time. I called him up yesterday, I just said, I said, I love you, man. He said, I love you too. What's the big deal?
I personally don't think there's any big deal with that. I think that if we said how much we appreciate others in the way that really works for us, but that we did it, a lot of relationships would be a lot better off. I'll give you a quick story. A friend of mine was having problems with her relationship, and she was saying, you know, I'm always honest with this guy and my boyfriend. I'm always telling him things. I'll say, but he doesn't like it. And I'll say, well, how often do you appreciate it? How often do you say nice things? And you know what she said, Jim? She said, she didn't have anything to say. And then after a moment, she said, well, I don't want him to have a big head.
She was nagging him. That's what she was doing, Jeff Stephen. I saw that coming.
I said, how's that working for you?
Hey, Stephen, that's a great story. I can see that one coming. I started laughing before you gave us the punchline. She was nagging him. That's where that honesty was coming from. Hey, I'm just teasing, ladies. It's just in fun. Hey, thanks, Stephen, for being here. Good job today. Give us that website again, please.
Sure. It's honestcommunication.com.
And don't forget, folks, it's a special offer. Buy the new book. You'll give you the first book free. Thanks, Stephen. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.